Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Mix and match 5 or more on Powerade, Campbell's Soup, Bar-S Franks, and more for 99 cents each with your card. Then get tender, fresh Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.29 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We will get to Bill's Thrills in a second. Before that, quick plug for our friends in Holdridge. First Rate Ag. There's the logo. And look at his hat.
Bill, first Rate.
Look at the hat.
It's not Second Rate.
Not
first,
no. Yeah,
that's a nice hat.
It's First, yes, Rate.
First
Ag.
Rate.
They are a full-service ag retailer.
Full service.
Everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. Been around for 26 years in business. Reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris and mention the ticket.
I got the text yesterday that was incredible.
From
Parker. Harvest is over. They finished yesterday. They're completely done. But the part, Steve, do you like watermelon? I like
what
watermelon.
Do you think?
Yeah. Do you like the Black Diamond? That's my favorite. That's the dark green
I'm
one.
I'm not familiar, but I probably had it.
But that's, and so you're eating, what have they invented? Seedless watermelon.
Oh, interesting.
That's a hybrid that they can do. So you're not, remember back really? In the day, you always had to eat watermelon, then pick the seeds out like that.
You pick them out.
You don't really deal with that anymore. Guess what they didn't have? They're weedless in their fields.
Good God.
They only found four weeds in over 4,000 acres of crops. They found four weeds. They're
that
weedless.
Won't last long either. They'll get it down to zero.
They'll get it down to zero. And I said, well, four is okay. Four weeds, that's pretty good. But let's get it down to zero if we could. And they were working on it. They started working on it last night. Yeah. Getting stuff done, Parker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Seedless watermelon.
Seedless watermelon is like a weedless field. It's joy.
That's a phrase. I like that. Thank you to First Rate.
You're on your screws today.
We hit a lot of things today.
We have.
It could have saved the election. Applied Connected.
Come on.
Damn it.
Missed out.
I mean, think of the
controversy would have been none. There would have been no controversy.
You got to get them hooked up with Trump.
Yeah.
Applied Connected technology. All right.
He would talk to him. He would love to talk to him.
Let's fire up Bill's Thrills on him. Yeah,
quickly.
Here we go.
Quickly.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom
bonanza.
Okay. Yeah, is it going to be bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrill sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Please call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation. Plan your financial future today. Bill, it is a wild card Wednesday. What is
wild
on your mind
card
today?
I could go for 2 hours on this, and it could have been brought up on the earlier segment of your surprise. We're going wild card Wednesday. We're going to go football.
Ooh.
We're going to go football. Like football. It's not better times. It's current times.
That's okay.
Critique the unique. Critique the unique. The magic and the misery. Let's talk Army-Navy football.
Oh, please.
Army-Navy.
Please.
Easily could have been the surprise team.
Yep.
One of the surprise teams. I laid off it for that reason. The uniqueness.
That's a big story.
The uniqueness. The triple option. The magic. 11-on-11 football. The misery. Defending 11-on-11 football. Always something. Bullet points for you here.
I'm listening.
Talk about these 6-0 and 5-0 team like that. The fullback is relevant.
Oh, yes.
The fullback position.
For both teams?
For both teams. Highly relevant. Because he's going to run the veer. He's going to run trap. He's going to run dive. And he's going to block. In the NFL, some guys will play for 10 years as fullback, and they'll get 2 carries in their career.
Yeah.
And that the fullback, everything bases out of the fullback position.
Mm-hmm.
So just being part of this is just incredible.
Trap.
The ability to win with non-traditional offensive linemen.
Ooh.
Why are the academies, why are they all triple option?
Can't get the big dude.
You can't get the big guys. You're not all of a sudden get these guys. Oh, we're just going to run spread. Just going to run traditional offense. Same offense Georgia runs like that. Nope.
Good luck.
Nope. You got to be able to play 11-on-11 football.
you have to be able to play with linemen that are in that 6 foot range, and they'll be lighter.
Lighter.
And because now it's like more position blocking, veer blocking, and they're going to make you do with 11 on 11. So it is just a nightmare to defend, to be able to go through. The first drive, when you defend them in general, you should almost walk out to the official and say, just put them up 7-0 and we'll take the ball.
Really?
The first drive is anarchy.
Why?
It's so fast and so well run that you can't simulate it. You can't simulate it. It's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare.
And all of a sudden, the first drive, it's like, boom, boom, 2nd and 6, first down. 2nd and 4, first down, first down.
Even if like they're playing LSU.
Yeah, it's really hard. It's really, really hard. Eventually, the talent level does. If the talent level is even, you'll lose every time. If the talent level is just even, you're going to lose every time.
God, that's fascinating.
It's so fast. So here's what they have. They have 2 playbooks. First of all, so you're on offense. You're not going, oh, what do they got going? Oh, bunch of zone blitzes. Yep, fire zones. Yep, they're doing that. Nope. You're going to have a 2-shell or a 1-high shell, which we called it key coverage, or this 2. In 11, it's still 11 on 11. So it's like, huh, we're playing App State. They're playing too high. Perfect. Just grab this playbook. Here's the plays we run versus this. We don't run these other plays.
Really?
And all of a sudden, it's
what
like,
if it's like so oh, 1-high?
They're 1-high. Hey, hang on, no problem. Playbook over here, and you grab this playbook, and we run these plays.
Really?
They have certain plays they run. Because sometimes there's...
I had no idea.
There's certain things that you run, and you're just going like, don't worry about that play. Not how we're defending it. But they're going to run this. They have an answer to everything.
So I got a question for you. If you're a defense, yeah, wouldn't you want to mix then?
What's that?
Too high.
Yeah, that's great to say that. Eddie, that's a smart move. Guess what? You'll screw it up.
Really?
Every play is Rubik's Cube. Every play, you have to be perfect. Who's got the dive? Who's
so
got the pitch? Who's got all these things? Who's got it? Who's got it? And all of a sudden, you're changing up. It'd be great. The only thing you change up sometimes is that you have the same look and someone different has quarterback and someone different has pitch. You can change up who has force and some little things. You can make a call. And it's still really hard to do. When you play a team like this, so I was at Utah and we played an Air Force. We played them in the spring. We'd rep it in the spring. And on that Sunday, you'd even watch the game before. You moved immediately to Air Force, and you'd have in your first practice on Monday, there was no fix the errors from last week. It was straight on to this mayhem.
Oh, boy.
The quarterback run game under center. Mm. The quarterback run game under center. Remember Crouch running all the follows off a kind of an ISO lead follow plays that they would run? The quarterback follow and the quarterback run game from under center?
Yeah.
It's devastating. 3rd and 2, again, just say, listen, just give them the first down. Just give them the first down. Just don't. The chance to stop them on 3rd and 2 to 4th, even if they stop you at 4th and 1 to stop them again, it's non-existent. I mean, it just doesn't happen. Just wait till you're watching them. Just watch when it's like 3rd and 2, 3rd and 3. It's like right away you're going like, just give them the first down. Just stop this madness. And so the mental errors are non-existent out of the offense. They're not like, oh, man, we screwed that up. Hey, coach, that's on me. They screw nothing up. Their practice is like a sewing machine. It's just like, it's like a sewing machine. It is so methodical and it is so technical. It is it's like you're running the plan to go get Bin Laden every day. And it's just like, they are just so on point with it. It's incredible. Eye violations in the pass game. So they throw the ball now better and they throw it well. Because first of all, what'd you see in coverage? You're going to see the same coverage because you don't have multiple coverages. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen. Mm. And also, if it's 3rd and 12, mm-hmm, and you want to do something crazy and exotic, they'll run fullback trap or dive for a first down.
No,
so you have to play your same. Don't defend them the same way. Defend them the same way over and over again, like that. It takes away your creativity on defense. It's not like, well, we got some other plans. We can do this.
It does.
Ourselves would do one thing anytime you're playing. If you're playing an Army, Navy, you just watch Army. You watch them defend each other. Because they defend each other the best, so they know each other. That's why in the Army-Navy games, usually, 13-10? Something of that. It's the only people they have struggle with because they see it every single day. Hmm. To be able to have like that. Also, you better pack a lunch. It's going to take all day to beat them. I mean, it's going to be like, oh, man, here we go.
God damn.
You're not blowing them out.
Oh, no. And here's the next one. The clock never stops. So a lot of times in games, in offense, you might get 14, 16 maybe, that possessions. That's how many possessions you're going to get. Service Academy team like that, you're going to get 8 on offense. Mm. So if you fail on a series or 2, you have to score.
because they're going to maintain the ball. You only get 8 opportunities to touch the ball.
That's the pressure.
There's times like that. They may not even score, and half the quarter's gone.
Right.
All of a sudden, you look up, and like, there's 7 minutes left in the quarter, and they miss the field goal. Man. And it's like, and so there's the variables go on. I could go for 2 hours on.
This is fascinating.
On how awesome. It's
beautiful.
Two playbooks.
Two playbooks.
Essentially.
Essentially. It's like, what are they doing? Because right away, it's going to be, they're going to play us in 2 different ways. They're going to do this. It's not like, oh, man, what are they doing? Oh, I didn't know this one. They're going to do corner blitz all day long. No, they're not. No, they're not. They're going to line up like this. They're going to line up like this because you can't screw it up. You can't be the one that screws it up.
In a sense, wouldn't it be kind of good for the defensive coaches that week? Because you don't have to mess around much. You just got to do this.
Yeah, it is.
It's
easier to happen.
Just do this.
We beat Air Force in triple overtime one time. Kyle Whittingham's dad passed.
Who's we?
Utah. With Urban Meyer. Kyle Whittingham's dad passes away. I went for a jog. I get back on Monday. Urban Meyer's waiting for me at the door. He says, Kyle's dad passed away. He's out. You got to run the whole defense. So me and Jay Hill was currently he was my graduate assistant, currently the DC at BYU. So me and Jay ran the whole team. Every meeting was together. Everything was together. All these things were together like that. And the kids were phenomenal. They did really, really well. Kyle actually got back. They flew him in the day of the game, but he hadn't been there for
practice.
He was the DC at that time. They flew him back in for the game. But the game goes to overtime. And to stop him in overtime when they're going to go 4 downs is like impossible. And we actually, they went for 2.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. October is the season for wearing masks and costumes, but some of us feel like we wear a mask and hide more often than we want to. At work, in social settings, and sometimes around our family. Therapy can help you learn to accept all parts of yourself so you can take off the masks. Because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for our emotions. Therapy can be helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself and isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
And they had the ball first. They'd scored. They'd went for 2, and they ran option, and the quarterback cut off his inside leg and slipped and went down at the 1 yard line. Then we went in, scored, ran the pop pass to win the game. It's so hard to stop them. And this is with knowing it and knowing what you're up against. God. But that week was talk about not sleeping. When all of a sudden, like that, when your defensive coordinator is not there, and so it was just
imagine when Oklahoma was loaded with talent and they were running that.
The next thing, so to bring that up, anytime if Oklahoma did it again, anyone did it again, they would roll. Okay. Matter of fact, they would roll at a different level.
You just can't find those guys. You can't find the quarterbacks. Right?
You can find them. No one wants to do it.
Oh,
they want to do it. The fan base is not real excited about seeing.
You can find out quarterbacks.
Those quarterbacks are
out there.
They're every place. You can find
Nebraska did it too, basically. Yeah. Right.
In essence, they did it more out of some different looks. They did some. Them in Colorado did elbone, which was a version of wishbone. You see the short motion, and then they'd run the different things.
So it wasn't
off of
pure
it.
Option.
Wasn't pure, but it was a lot.
It was a lot.
And then
under center
and the quarterback follow game and the quarterback run game from under center because he's so close to the line of scrimmage.
Right.
In zone read, he catches the ball. He's 5 yards deep. That's different.
Yeah. It was always cool when the quarterback take the ball under center and then turn.
Yeah,
and then
counter.
Then go.
They have counter trap,
counter trap.
Option. They haven't answered everything. Oh, what are they doing? I got an answer for it. It's like, go to D. This is the answer. This is the answer. And if you ran it now, just remember, Georgia Tech won the ACC when Paul Johnson went there.
Yes.
Paul Johnson went there, and they had some dominant years. I saw him beat some teams. Here's why it's so different now. Back in the day when Oklahoma was running it and killing it, a lot of teams were still doing it.
Yeah.
So it was.
Yeah, they were.
A lot of teams are still a version of it. Now, no one does it. So
no
if you
one.
Just whip in here with an option team.
Does anybody do it besides the service academies?
Not really. There's some different versions of split back out of gun. That's kind of a veer option type of a look like that. But no one does it like that. If you lined up right now with Overstreet, Sims, Thomas Lott, all those guys that were at Oklahoma, it would be a juggernaut like you'd never seen before. They'd be up and down the field on everybody.
Because they can get the linemen.
Yeah.
They can get big athletic linemen.
And you can still get great linemen now that are ass kickers that are 6'2 and can block these. So anyway, I wanted to hit on the 5-0 and the 6-0.
What was the headline again for that?
Please.
Critique the unique. The magic and the misery.
Wishbone football.
It's so magical on offense, and it's such misery. I'm telling you, you don't want to, like right away, you're like the, if you're playing anybody, the first thing you look at, that, oh man, we got Army. Oh no. Oh, we got to play so-and-so. That's fine. Whatever. Yeah, we got to play them. That's hard, but they're good. Yeah. But
see, the fan base will look at it and go, oh, you got Army. It shouldn't be any problem. Then the coaching staff's a whole different story.
Yeah. Oh, the stress level is so ridiculous. And the time you spend in the summer on them, and if you're playing them game three, every third day of camp, you're working a 10 to 15 minute.
I wouldn't put them on the schedule.
Yeah, you would have to be able to
avoid that game.
I wouldn't put them on the schedule.
I think they beat them. Nichols State, when I was here, my middle time, was running Wishbone.
Oh, they were?
Yeah, they came to Nebraska the week before we went out to USC, which was horrific because we had to get ready for them. The week before, I think they lost, but they rushed for 500 yards against Indiana. Nichols State rushed for 500 yards against Indiana.
It's interesting, Nichols State was running it.
Yeah, and they're running, and they were FCS. Hmm. And so the pressure to get ready for them, like that, and also now, I'm probably one of the last because I'm older. There's not a lot of people that grew up defending it.
Right.
So I grew up.
So they just have to take a crash course off YouTube or something?
Become a YouTube course like that. But my crash course would be watch Army defense, watch Navy defense, watch their defense.
Oh, watch their defense.
Watch their defense and see how they're doing it.
Yes.
And don't try to reinvent anything.
That's a good idea.
And the time to spend on it. So
that
anyway.
That was good. That was interesting.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's topic is also a wild card Wednesday. It is famous Bills. Bill Bush is not an answer today. Bill Bush is not an answer in one of these four questions.
You should be good at this, though.
Famous Bills.
I bet you Ron and Sharon would be good at it.
I don't know.
Maybe they named you after somebody.
They did. My grandpa.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
If you think you know your famous Bills, call us 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts Wild right Cody. Now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the date down, Sip and Bill in trivia. 1-1 the record on the week. Overall, 25-27, two games below 500.
I want to think about it. We're just locked in on this game.
Today is
that's right, the process.
Today is famous Bills, and we have George. George, how do you feel about famous Bills today?
Not too bad.
Hi, George.
This is not George Darlington, by the way. Just George.
No, it's clearly not George Darlington.
It's not him.
The folder.
Nope.
All right, let's do this, George. Right, sorry, lock horns.
All right, George, first question goes to you. Here we go, George. What famous Bill sang "Lean on Me" and "Ain't No Sunshine"?
Got it. He's young. He might not get this. We should be good. Don't Google. Don't Google me.
No, don't Google. I'm not quite that old. I have no clue.
I got it.
Okay.
This is incredible.
Give me the
Jake,
horns.
Jake, you knew I'd get this.
It was probably new Bill.
It's Bill Withers.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Bill Withers is correct.
We might get one here. We might get a double.
I think you guys should get this one also. 1-0 lead. Yeah. What state did famous Bill Clinton come from as governor before he was U.S. president?
Arkansas.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Brilliant.
Didn't need you.
I wanted to get it.
Okay, that's fine. We are a little bit in peril, but it's fine.
2-0 lead for Sip.
I wanted to act like I was part of it.
No, you were part of it.
George, to stay alive, your last question down 2-0. What famous Bill has long been known as the science guy?
Oh, come on.
Bill Nye the Science Guy is correct. I did not know that.
Really?
No.
Bill Nye the Science Guy?
I would not have known
How would you not have known
How would you not know Bill Nye the Science
Ben's
Guy?
Ben's all over me. Ben's all over me.
Ben, you're right on this one. Guess what? Ben just smiled. Didn't see that yesterday. Yeah.
Well, he's healed fast.
He's healed. Yeah, I don't know what that was, Ben. Yesterday.
Sip, you're up 2-1. Bill took your first question, so you're on your own now.
Yeah.
What franchise did Bill Belichick coach before his long, successful run the Patriots?
Oh, God. I could screw this up. He led another franchise?
For at least five or six years, yeah.
Please don't miss. I'm going to blame myself.
He was
Belichick?
was a head coach for 5 or 6 years.
He was with
somewhere else
for an NFL team.
Yes.
So don't no more hits, Bill.
Okay.
No hits. NFL team.
I know he's a DC at this place.
He was the head coach somewhere.
The head coach.
He was a head coach at another place.
Yes, before the Patriots. And you
I
have
blew
5
the game.
Seconds.
The game's on me. This is my fault.
Five.
This is on me.
The Cleveland Browns.
Oh.
Brilliant.
You were.
Yes.
You were being coy.
No, I wasn't. I knew he was a DC there. I didn't know
he was the head coach for 5
years. Oh, that stressed me.
Oh, yeah.
George, we'll get you a bagel and coffee corn on the road. Nice try
today. Get two bagels. I'll buy one.
All right. Thank you.
Thank
you. You're welcome, George.
Tiebreaker time for Bill. Bill, how many playoff games did Bill Belichick win in 24 seasons with the Patriots?
Oh, God.
How many playoff games did Belichick win in 24 seasons with the Patriots?
24 seasons.
Yep.
Jeez.
Well, that was, I didn't realize it was 24.
24 seasons. Yeah.
Okay, so. I'm way off this. I'm going to say 42.
Okay.
Ooh, over. I was going to say 48, so I'll say over.
He has coached in 42 playoff games. He's 30-12.
30-12.
With the Patriots.
We missed it.
No, Bill had the right amount of games
I won.
Coach. He did not go 42-0, but he went 30-12.
Okay. 30-12. Jeez.
Pretty good.
Is he coaching next year, Jake?
I mean, is he coaching next 70? Year? So how old is he?
The big
72?
Thing right now is he's got everything like locked up. He doesn't have the number of wins. That's still Shula.
Yep.
He's like 8 back or something like that, Jake. Is that right? He's like 8 back.
I don't think his age is a factor.
Rico has asked me a very rude question. Yeah. He says, on the grease board, how many playoff wins did the Dolphins have in that time?
How many?
Answer is 1.
Wow.
1.
Wow.
1.
Wow.
And I think the first year that Belichick was with the Patriots, I believe, the first or second year. Thank you for that, Rico. Appreciate that. So, before we get out of here, the spillover, I got to give a quick plug. You guys will appreciate this.
This is
with one of our people, Madsen's Bowling and Billiards.
Oh, what's going on there?
They have an event tomorrow night. It's called with the We Can Do This charity. It's from 5:30 to 7 at Madsen's, just south of 48th and Holdridge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the 8th anniversary fundraiser for the We Can Do This charity, which helps feed kids in Lincoln because no child should be hungry. And this organization helps feed kids on the weekend. Come by Madsen's for an appearance by Fred Hoiberg tomorrow night.
Whoa,
and
Fred.
A silent auction.
Whoa.
And a raffle featuring Husker football, basketball tickets, Husker signed memorabilia by Matt Rule also will be a signed helmet there. Food and gift baskets. It's tomorrow night, 5:30
to 7. Support this.
At Madsen's for the We Can Do This 8th anniversary fundraiser. Stop by tomorrow, and also, we love Madsen's.
Just remember, too. When you go to Madsen's, it's kind of off of 48th. It's kind of tucked back a little
the
bit.
The statue there.
Absolutely.
The statue. Yeah.
Fred, that's
Fred's
good night
to yeah,
Fred.
Speaking yeah. around 6 o'clock.
That's beautiful. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's tomorrow at...
Tomorrow, 5:30 to 7 p.m. at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards for the We Can Do This 8th year anniversary fundraiser.
But what a beautiful name for it. We Can Do This. Good job.
Thank you, Sarah.
That's right. Sarah and the squad.
That has Sarah written all over.
The spillover is next on Early Break and the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save. Like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio seniors, it's time to make the right call for better Medicare benefits with Medical Mutual. Plans start at $0 per month and include $0 doctor visits and $0 generic prescription drugs. Visit medmutual.com/review or call 1-866-966-9338 to find a plan today. MedMutual Advantage plans are HMO, HMO POS, and PPO plans offered by Medical Mutual of Ohio with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in a MedMutual Advantage plan depends on contract renewal.